8 Days to Ending Limiting Beliefs with Steve G. Jones, Module 1. Hi, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, and I want to tell you a little bit about myself before we get started. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Florida, a master's degree in education from Armstrong Atlantic State University, and a doctorate in education from Georgia Southern University. I'm a certified clinical hypnotherapist, a member of both the American Board of Hypnotherapy and the National Guild of Hypnotists, and I'm president of the American Alliance of Hypnotists. I'm the director of the Steve G. Jones School of Clinical Hypnotherapy. I also serve on the board of directors of the American Lung Association in Los Angeles. I have over 2 decades of experience in hypnotherapy, and I still maintain a busy practice and teaching schedule because I see clients and teach classes worldwide. My client base consists mainly of people who want to lose weight, stop smoking, or gain confidence. Other clients include sales teams interested in boosting motivation and increasing income. Also, singles looking for love, insomniacs desiring proper sleep, and actors desiring more confidence for their next audition. When I travel to see clients and teach hypnotherapy certification classes around the world, I visit such places as Tokyo, Japan, Barcelona, Spain, Paris, France, London, England, Montreal, Canada, Los Angeles, California, and New York, just to name a few. By the way, since you have an interest in hypnosis, perhaps you'd be interested in becoming a certified clinical hypnotherapist. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is go to my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com, and click on Hypnosis Classes at the top. You can either train in person or online. After your training, you'll be added to our worldwide directory of certified clinical hypnotherapists, and you'll receive a certificate. I was fortunate for many years to have my office in Beverly Hills, California, where I worked with such wonderful people as Tom Mankiewicz, the writer of Superman, Geraldine Saunders, the writer of The Love Boat, and many other celebrities. I have been interviewed on CNN, Fox News, and appeared on True TV, in addition to having my own hypnosis TV show. With my over 20 years of experience, I'm happy to share with you techniques that I've both developed and learned, which can help you improve your life. I encourage you to visit my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com. There you will find my life's work, 22 books on hypnotherapy, over 3,000 hypnosis recordings available as downloadable MP3s or CDs, and these recordings will program your mind to achieve goals in such areas as weight loss, motivation, and stopping smoking. I also have audiobooks, such as this one, where I'm talking with you and sharing with you in a very dynamic way techniques that you can use to improve your life and the way you do things. The reason I'm telling you all of this is not to impress you, but to impress upon you that I, your teacher, am very capable and I know what I'm talking about. I'm also very happy for the opportunity to share this information with you, so rest assured that you're in good hands and let's have some fun as we now expand your knowledge. I wish you well in all of your endeavors, and please be sure to visit my website, betterlivingwithhypnosis.com. Welcome to the program that's going to help you end your limiting beliefs once and for all. Get rid of them. Get them behind you. Let's face it, without confidence, it's really difficult to do anything. If you don't feel that there's gravity working, then you're going to have a lot of challenge getting out of bed in the morning because of not trusting gravity. Or if you don't trust that the floor is solid, then you're also going to have a challenge getting out of bed in the morning. So without confidence, a basic level of confidence, it's really difficult to do anything. But with confidence, you can achieve anything. So this program is about ending your limiting beliefs, the beliefs that have been holding you back, so that you can accomplish your dreams, your goals, your desires. You can get out of life what you want. This module is called Day One, Preparing Yourself to Change Limiting Beliefs. I want to set the groundwork in this module for you to get ready to have some massive change in your life. And you may wonder, well, how does Steve G. Jones know about this? How do I know? What makes me such an expert about ending limiting beliefs? Well, I want to tell you that I come from a fairly rough background. My mother died when I was 6 years old. Her goal in life, her dream at the end, was to see my 6th birthday. And 2 days later, she passed away. She died of leukemia. My father was an alcoholic. And to put it mildly, we didn't really get along very well when I was a kid. My stepmother came in when I was 10 years old, and she really had a rough job. She had to step in and fill the shoes of my mother, do her job, essentially, raising me along with my father, and there was a lot of resentment there. So we had a bit of struggle, and I eventually got sent to military school in my teen years because my parents just didn't know how to deal with me. But beyond all of that, I was raised with some really limiting beliefs. My father was born in 1925, so a lot of what he was raised with was depression mentality. You know, the Great Depression, the economic disaster. He was raised in a world that was doing its best to recover from economic chaos, and a lot of limiting beliefs came as a result of that. People talked about the end possibly happening again. Of course, it wasn't the end, but it was disastrous financially. That's the type of language that was going on at that time when my father was a child. As a result, he developed a mentality about saving things, reusing things, which got a little bit carried away. For example, we had to reuse the same napkin until it literally fell apart. My pants were high waters. You know, pants that are too short, and they were too short because I wore them too long. I would have to keep my pants until they literally fell apart. So I would have pants 1 year in school. The next year, I would have to wear the same pants. And at that time, they were about 2 inches too short, and they were very tight because I had grown. And in addition to that, I carried a metal lunchbox, and the metal lunchbox would scrape against my pants, fraying one side of my pants. And that's just pants. I also had to wear the least expensive shoes, and they said on the back, Jeepers, J-E-E-P-E-R-S, I believe it was. And kids would make fun of me because there was a song based on an older song that the company liked to use, Jeepers, Creepers, where'd you get those Jeepers? So they had taken an earlier song and turned it into their company song, and kids could see this on TV. They knew that Jeepers were inexpensive shoes, and so they would taunt me by singing the song. Needless to say, with all of that, I grew up with limiting beliefs, thinking that resources were limited, thinking that the universe was limited, thinking that you needed to be scared because at any time, economic chaos could happen. Now, some really good things did come out of that. For example, my father had me create a savings account, and he would let me put my allowance in the savings account. I think I got maybe a dollar a week or something like that, and I would put it in the savings account. He would show me how my savings had grown, and he would explain interest. So that caused a great habit with me, which is saving money, which I still do. But a lot of the negative part of it, I had to work on. I had to work on with hypnotherapy, and I had to work on using the technology that I'm going to share with you in this program. I had to get that out of my head because let's face it, if you want to be wealthy, if you want to be rich, if you want to have access to unlimited income, you've got to believe in that. You've got to believe that the universe will provide abundance. And I was raised with anything but an abundance mentality. I was raised with the idea that sprung from the Great Depression, which was that resources were limited. You've got to hoard all of your resources because you never know when the sky is going to fall. So I had to work on myself. Because I was so successful in working on myself, I now have the technology to help you. And by the way, I think the graduation day for me, the day when I realized that I had really made it, was when I was on the show Millionaire Matchmaker as one of the millionaires. I had made it, and the whole world could see it. So that for me was a wonderful moment because it showed me that I had finally overcome those limiting beliefs. I was now accepted as a legitimate millionaire. A lot of people claim to be millionaires, but very few have been on a show where they actually check your financial records to verify that you are a millionaire. So I was honored to be part of that, but for me, it went beyond the bragging rights, and it went into the concept of, yes, I have overcome my limiting beliefs. I've built my wealth up sufficiently to the level where I am a millionaire. So I am happy to share this technology with you. And in this module, we're going to talk about setting the groundwork, preparing you to change your limiting beliefs. So let's look at a belief. What is a belief? Well, it's a feeling that something is true. Beliefs are not always true, though. But regardless of that, your subconscious mind doesn't understand the concept of true and not true. It just understands what you put in it. So, for example, in my story, which hopefully you can relate to on some level, hopefully you have some sort of limiting story that parallels mine that you will also break through in this program. But in my story, although it wasn't true that the universe is limited, although it wasn't true that you must use the same napkin until it falls apart, although it wasn't true that you have to wear the same pants until they fall apart because the universe lacks abundance, although none of that was true, my subconscious mind accepted it as truth. Because your subconscious mind doesn't care whether something's true or not. So there's a good chance that you have limiting beliefs in your subconscious mind that aren't true, but they're true for you. And since they're subconscious, since they're below the level of your conscious awareness, you're not aware of them. You don't even realize they are there. They're operating all the time without you knowing it. Now, you may see signs and symptoms of them, of those beliefs that you have, but it's not as if you have a list of them in front of you at all times, such as on a computer screen. They're just working behind the scenes, directing your life. And we, you and I, need to get rid of them. So, how do you identify limiting beliefs? Well, before you can think about changing your beliefs, you have to identify them. And this can easily be done by looking at your situation and pinpointing challenges. You should ask yourself, what are you doing or thinking to make things this way? For example, are you unhappy with your job or your career, yet you continue to do nothing about it? The solution? Ask yourself what holds you back from improving this. The answers will identify your limiting beliefs about the issue. A lot of people talk about change. Very few people do it. Why is that? Well, it's their limiting beliefs, so you've got to expose them. You've got to bring them to the surface if you want to remove them. Now, let's talk about getting to the chains that are attached to these limiting beliefs. The belief is only the challenge, not the source. So picture each limiting belief as a chain connecting you to the ground. Okay, if that doesn't put it in negative terms and make you want to get rid of it, I don't know what will. You are not able to go anywhere with these chains holding you securely in place. But when they're removed, you will then be able to reach the sky and soar. So how do we reveal these chains? Well, first of all, to get to these chains, you're going to need to become a self-detective. Ask yourself, why do I have this belief? And the answer will be the chains. Isn't that interesting? So you need to become sort of like a three-year-old with millions of why questions. Why this, why that? They have a really good point. They are great detectives. And a great way to map out your progress is by writing down the beliefs. In other words, the chains, the limiting beliefs that hold you back. Write them down. Then you should write a reason why you have that limiting belief. All right, so it's time to do an exercise. Now, if you're not driving, I want you to do this now. If you're able to, if you're not operating a motor vehicle or doing something that takes your attention away, I want you to do this now. If not, then just go through it mentally and do it later with pen or pencil and paper. I want you to write it out because that way you're fully involved. And by the way, in talking to a medical professional recently, I was able to verify this, that when you write something out, you involve everything. You involve the kinesthetic sense by writing something out, you know, the sense of motion and feeling something moving. You involve sight because you're seeing yourself write it out. And you say it to yourself in your subconscious mind when you look at it. So you involve the auditory sense. So you're involving kinesthetic, visual, and auditory senses all at the same time when you write something out. So first of all, it's important to identify something that you want to do because I need you to reveal beliefs that you have about something. So think about something that you want to do, some high and lofty goal in your mind, something that you consider to be a little difficult to get to or very difficult to get to, something that you've put off. For me, it was getting my doctorate, which I now have. But for a long time, it seemed like something that was beyond me, something that was above me, something that was out of my reach. So I had to do this exercise for that. For you, it could be anything. Perhaps it's being a millionaire, or being a billionaire, or owning a yacht, or being the most loving person in the world, or having an abundance of friends, or having a loved one, someone to share your time with, someone to share your life with. Whatever your goal is, whatever you'd really like to have that you consider to be out of your reach. Now remember, we're talking about limiting beliefs here, so I need you to pick one that you consider to be difficult or completely out of your reach. Not something that you think of as easy, not something that you've already done, not something that you're going to do anyway, something that you consider to be difficult or, I hate this word, but impossible. Maybe you have that belief. Maybe you've gone so far in your mind that you think it's impossible. And I want you to realize, of course, that nothing is impossible, but maybe you've gone that far. So something that you consider to be at least difficult. Think of that goal now. All right. And as I'm silent for 2 minutes, I want you to write down the reasons why you feel that you're not able to get it, or why you feel that it's difficult to achieve, or why you feel that it's out of your reach. Why? And just to give you some ideas of reasons that people tend to have. Maybe you feel that you're not good enough. Maybe you feel that you don't deserve it. Maybe you feel that you're not smart enough. Maybe you feel that it's something that people like you don't achieve. Things of that nature. Now, I don't want to give you ideas about your reasons, but I want to share with you, I want to sort of open you up a little bit to some of the reasons that people have. And maybe some of these reasons are some of your reasons. Maybe you're holding on to them, but you didn't really know how to articulate them, how to put them into words. So if any of those resonate with you, then feel free to use them. But I want to open you up to the idea of exposing yourself to yourself. You're becoming a self-detective. So I want you to get comfortable with being honest with yourself. Nobody has to see this. This can be private. You can tear it up right after you write it if you want to, or you can hide it somewhere. So nobody has to see this, but I want you to be really honest with yourself. I know you have some negative feelings about this. I know that you're probably feeling small inside or something along those lines. And I want you to be comfortable with finally revealing that. Some people tend to get emotional during this process, and that's fine too. Just push through it, get it all on paper. So I'm going to give you 2 minutes to write down the reasons why you feel that this is out of your reach or at least very difficult, this one goal you've picked. Do this now as I'm silent. Doing a great job. Be honest with yourself. Keep writing. All right, doing a wonderful job. Remember, you're writing down the reasons why you feel that this goal is out of your reach or is difficult. Continue writing. That's right. Writing reasons why you feel that this goal is beyond your reach or at least difficult. All right, doing a great job. 30 seconds left, so write down a few more reasons why you feel that this goal is either difficult or out of your reach. Keep writing. All right, so what you've got now is a list of your reasons that you have come up with in your mind why you feel that you are either unable to reach this goal or why it's difficult for you. So now let's look at how to break the chains. Now, the most important step is to own up to the limiting beliefs. Rather than allowing yourself to think that you're better off chained up, I want you to realize that you have the power to choose what you want to believe. And I want you to be ready to be wrong about some things. Limiting beliefs are not facts. So prepare yourself to greatly improve many aspects of your life. One of the important things is to identify the emotions that are paired with limiting beliefs. Most limiting beliefs have a negative emotional energy, and this negative energy will be eliminated once the chains are broken. And you break the chains by proving that your answers are wrong. This will help you replace the limiting belief chains with the new reasons not to believe what you previously thought. So in other words, all those things you wrote down, all those reasons you wrote down, those are the chains. Those are the things that are not true. You wrote them down because you think they're true, that you think you're not good enough, you're not the right height, you're not the right weight, you don't have the right look, whatever you wrote down. Those things are not true. Those are chains. We're identifying them as chains in this program. They're chains because they're chaining you, holding you back from getting your goal. Think about your goal as being above you and the chain is holding you to the ground. That's what these beliefs are doing, but they're wrong. Everything you wrote down is wrong. Open your eyes to the opposite side and be your own debater. Once the reasons are unable to be proven true, you will instantly end the limiting belief. Now, I want you to have a good debater to help you prove your limiting beliefs wrong. In other words, reach inside yourself and find that debater. Find that person who likes to argue. Look at those reasons. Realize they're wrong, and you need to show yourself why they're wrong. So, for your homework, I want you to look at these beliefs and look at them as a bunch of lies, a bunch of lies that you've told yourself. And I want you to bring out your inner debater, the part of you that likes to argue, the part of you that finds reasons why things aren't true and realize these things aren't true. And prove it to yourself that these things aren't true. And with the chains gone, you will be free to experience the good life. And by the way, you can use this method for all of your limiting beliefs. Everything we discuss over this course, you can use this method for. So I want you to move forward after this to include your other limiting beliefs. This was just one project that you felt was out of your reach or difficult to reach. There are other things that you would like to do, I'm sure, that you can apply the same method to. So rather than stopping there, after you've done this, after you've disproven all of these lies that have been written down, I want you to move on to the next belief, the next belief, the next belief. Keep using this to disprove all of your limiting beliefs about all of the goals that you want. So that's something you can do over time. But for right now, your homework, your day one homework, is to disprove these beliefs, to argue against them, to show yourself once and for all that they don't make any sense. They're things that you made up in your head or things that other people told you. So that is your homework. And then join me tomorrow for day two as we talk about negative self-beliefs that rule your life. We're going to go deeper into this, in other words. I'm Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.